This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Beyonce. Crazy in Love. Still playing the game.
Champion Hot Baggers. Don and Mike.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No off switch.
Thank you, Buzz. Time now for the Friday visit. And we don't have a theme for this, so we can just let this music play with Beyonce while we bring in, perhaps you know him from 24, as the Department of Defense.
Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of Defense. William Devane plays, the role is...
Thank you for turning off that music.
Isn't your last name like Heller on the show?
Secretary of Defense Heller. How are you?
Who's your daughter?
That's classified.
No, it's Audrey Raines.
All right, now it's out. Are you insane?
What's up with
I'm tired of all of these press leaks. I'm always angry.
What's up with your overbite?
Divert my plane to Los Angeles. President Logan is going to destroy the country. 24, the most popular show on television. I haven't enjoyed myself this much since I played John F. Kennedy in The Missiles of October.
I remember.
Didn't you play all the Kennedys?
I've always played Kennedys, whether or not I'm at home or on screen. That's classified.
Can I have your resignation on the desk by the end of this bit?
Are you insane? I don't understand, but something very bad is going on here, Jack. And what you've got to do is think about the good of the country.
He thinks you're Jack.
What you're proposing will bring down the United States government. I can't let that happen, Jack.
I'm not... That's pretty right on, Mike. I'm not Jack Bauer.
You don't understand. This is about the future of this country. I won't stand by and let that happen over some petty argument and the fact that you're in love with my daughter, Jack. It's just not going to happen. Quit staring at my startling shock of gray hair.
I'm staring at your big, gigantic teeth.
You're analyzing over the years, Jack. What everyone's done is analyze my overbite. But it's not going to happen anymore because I'm going to get to the bottom of this as soon as I get off my private jet where I'm putting on my half-granny glasses, reading the latest magazine that makes it look like a dossier of some valued, important strategic significance. Strategic significance. I'm terribly sorry. Something slipped on my upper plate, Jack. There we are. You don't understand. Pardon me?
You keep calling me Jack.
I would appreciate some sort of respect, at least for the office, if not for me personally.
What?
Personally.
For the fake office you play on 24?
My dentures were constructed by a tombstone company. On 24. Actually, I'm more pissed off than I've ever been at the producers of 24.
Why? Now, anyway. Now let's get into it. Why is that?
Prior to the season where President Logan was introduced,
yeah.
I went to the producers and I said, I think it would be better to have more William Devane star power if you would cast me as the President of the United States. Oh. I'm a multi-layered actor.
Are you
insane? I've played presidents. Are you insane? That's classified, Jack. We don't have time. And I'm not going to stand by and let you ruin the country. There's things that I have to do. First of all, get me to Logan's office. I'll present him with the tape, and then we'll ask for his resignation. Then the vice president will walk in, and at the same time, President Logan will accuse me of treason. Huh? After that, treason.
Treason.
I got it.
Did you get it?
I did.
treason.
You ever smell one of Edgar's farts after he was dead?
Keep that quiet. That's for the better of the country. The fact is, you know, and all of your cronies know, that the reason people died at CTU is because of Edgar's farts. That's what did us in.
And even,
not the nerve gas, Edgar Stiles farts.
And even after he was dead and laying on the floor, he still continued to fart for a while,
because
didn't
he was dead and began to decompose, Jack. Everyone knows that. You're not shedding any new light on this.
All right. How do you feel about
Mike
your...
Novick has a bad colon. And the Secret Service agent, known as Red, is banging Mrs. Logan. And we're going to put a stop to it, Jack. Now, let's all calm down. Let cooler heads prevail.
Are you going to do that for the good of the country?
For the good of the country. That's classified. I'm very concerned about what's going to happen. If we could recap, there seems to be a conspiracy about.
Let's recap. What's happened on 24?
What's happened on 24? First of all, it should be pointed out that Jack Bauer is madly and passionately in love with my daughter, Audrey Raines, who doesn't share my last name for some strange reason. Oh, that's right.
She was married
to the British fellow.
Right? The guy who's dead now.
Unfortunately, he has passed. This is true. Martha Logan has a top.
What? What about Martha Logan? What about her?
First lady. The
first lady?
Martha Logan.
Yeah.
The first lady.
Yes.
She, there's one irrefutable fact.
What's that?
She has a top drawer rack.
You ever seen them?
Cleavage to die for and gigantic aureolas.
You ever seen them?
Have I seen them? I've played with them. Like my own personal Cupid dolls.
Are you insane?
I love them.
Are you insane?
Are you insane? That's classified, Jack. I'm not going to stand by and sit here and watch you ruin the country because of some half-baked idea.
You ever TF her?
Yes. Although I need the pills. I'm not as young as I used to be, Jack.
Do you,
You're making me angry.
You ever have the chance to,
My breast play is off the manifest. Divert my plane to Martha Logan's rack. We're going to land between the mountains.
What about Chloe?
Bring my Gulfstream 5 down right between her nips.
What about Chloe O'Brien?
Chloe O'Brien is a valued asset at CTU.
But what about as a woman?
As a woman, she is not good. She is not capable of doing the things in the rack that I like. That's the second use of the word rack. Two nouns, one for breasts, one for the bedroom.
Hey, are you like my best buddy, Mike O'Mara? Do you shave your balls?
That's classified, Jack. You could sit here and throw these accusations around, but it's not going to help you or the country if you're talking about O'Mara shaving his balls. And he doesn't. He trims them. And he did that years ago anyway, when he was on a drinking binge.
What about him and the strap-on?
He enjoys that. With the stress and strain of his day-to-day life, he likes to relax by having someone who's intimate with him put something on and put it near him.
Yes.
Not always deep, but just enough to get him by. You understand, Jack?
Yeah. You ever think that Jack Bauer did that with your daughter?
Audrey Raines?
Yeah.
She'd never wear that.
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
She knows her father is the Secretary of Defense, Heller, flying back from Japan after the summit meeting and diverting his plane to Los Angeles. How could she possibly, for the good of the country, put a strap on? On. And Chloe O'Brien smells like buttered yams.
Are you worried that they're going to kill off your character on 24? Because as soon as people get popular...
That's ridiculous.
They kill them off.
That is a ridiculous notion. You don't seem to understand. You don't seem to understand that my character is integral to the entire future of
you?
The show.
You're
and
interval?
The conference. That's classified also.
What,
this information is on a need-to-know basis, just like my role on Knott's Landing. My daughter's face is longer than the presidential limousine. We call Audrey the chin the Devane household.
What was it like being on Knott's Landing?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I truly enjoyed all of my castmates. Joan Van Ark's painted-on eyebrows really made me moist. Can you have an aide empty this spit cup? I seem to be bleeding from the upper lip. My teeth are so sharp on the very ends, Jack, that I have to occasionally have them filed down so I don't injure my tongue.
You know, you're pretty lucky on 24 that being as the show is based on 24 hours in one day, you, unlike a lot of the characters, are dressed, you and all the government guys are wearing nice button-down shirts, ties.
What are you talking about? What are you getting at?
Well, like, for instance, have you noticed the ratty...
Skilled diplomats make their own luck, Jack. Something it would behoove you to remember.
Have you noticed, like, the crappy clothes that poor Jack Barrett... He's got, like, a hoodie on this year.
Right.
Chloe's got that crappy, like, belly shirt.
Jack Bauer is slightly misguided. That's why I had my aides tie him up and restrain my daughter. Don't you remember?
But
restrain her.
But didn't you see Jack Bauer get away?
No, of course not.
Why?
If you're following, I was in Logan's office. And they said then he accused me of treason.
Right.
And that's when I said to him, "Are you in shame?" That's a ridiculous notion. Tell the vice president the truth. This is stupidity of the highest order.
And as it ended,
watch out or I'll pussy punch you in the neck too.
Yeah,
that's right. A karate
chop. Thanks for
bringing
that up.
Who brought down Bauer? It was me.
Yeah, that's now, right.
Secretary Heller with one karate chop right to the Adam's apple.
Now, I know when we watched...
That'll take Donald Sutherland's fag son down. Put him on the ground.
We talk about 24.
The name's Devane. Bill Devane. Something you ought to remember, Jack.
Suspend disbelief. However,
yes.
Am I supposed to believe that Jack Bauer, who is like the modern James Bond...
Oh, that's foolishness talking.
He goes down when you, a guy that looked like a Ferengi, you give him one chop to the neck and boom, the world's greatest super agent, down.
I'd like to point out to you, Jack, that on Knots Landing, Bill Devane did all of his own stunts. Forever. I've been doing stunt work since you were probably a gleam in your father's eye.
Now, what stunts were there besides, like, climbing up on top of Joan Van Ark on Knots Landing?
Precisely. Do you know what a tumble in the hay with her does to a man's quadriceps? My God, she was a beast.
Which Kennedy?
And she was a man.
Which Kennedy?
Johnny Van Ark. And she had a sex change operation.
Which
Sutherland has an oversized head. It's creepy.
Kiefer?
Kiefer. Yes, Kiefer. It's the only name I can pronounce and not sound stupid. Kiefer Sutherland. I'll do a stunt with Chloe, calling it the Flying O'Brien. It's very simple. I suspend Chloe from her computer monitor. Then we'll see what code she can access. We'll see how she does. But Edgar Stiles' rotting corpse is kept right under Chloe's dead desk.
How many times?
It made no sense whatsoever.
He understood you.
How many times you played JFK?
That's classified, Jack.
Now that's like an IMDb search.
If I start saying things like that, this country is in deep trouble, and you ought to recognize that, President Logan.
You ever play Bobby Kennedy?
Have your resignation on my desk in the morning.
Are you insane?
Are you insane? Off the manifest. Everything in this room, off the manifest.
So you realize that at the end of 24, when you were standing in President Logan's office this week,
yes.
The phone call he got...
Just a moment. Buzz.
Yes.
Let me turn this off. What?
Belated from William Devane. Happy 420.
Hey, thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure.
Back at you.
There I've laughed. That'll be the only time that happens. These shoes could bring you to your knees. I'll tell you something. All I have to do is slip off a penny loafer and jam it into your right ear. You'll never father another child. Rest assured, Jack, I'm a lethal weapon. I may look old and decrepit, but look at this head of hair.
Yeah.
And look at these pits that I have on my cheeks. Deep chasms, deep jowls, and also fissures that you could put toothpicks in.
Your face kind of looks like a Thomas's English muffin.
There are lots of nooks and crannies, Jack. something you ought to remember. But where are they? They're classified as well.
Now, you keep calling me Jack. Are you calling me Jack like Elvis called people Jack?
Listen, sport.
Or is this like
I'm not
Jack
good
Bauer
with
thing?
Names, Chief. You have to remember one thing.
What's
when
that?
You're talking to Devane, don't be alarmed if he doesn't get your name right away. So I proceed to make names up for different people. Sport, Chief, Buddy, Buster, Pal, all of those things. Audrey's mother was a real piece of work.
Anyway.
Big, fat, and good at math. She gave me a beautiful, long-faced daughter. We used to call her Moon Pie. Audrey's jawline was longer than my knee socks that I wear in the summertime with my plaid shorts.
Are you worried that they're going to kill you off on 24?
Not a chance.
Good.
Stay watching. Watch what happens. Watch how I rise to power like a phoenix out of the ashes. Audrey looks like Mac tonight.
You mean the old McDonald's moon?
Yeah. We used to fing it to her all the time, Audrey. It was only a paper moon shining over a cardboard sea. Like your face, young Audrey.
Here's another one.
Moon shape.
Which one? Was it Laurel or Hardy that had the big long face?
That's Stan Laurel. I was a fine actor.
You know who else your daughter looks like?
I worked with Stan Laurel. That's how long I've been in the business.
Your daughter reminds me of Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, Jack. Please remember these things. Why do you seem to be mocking me as opposed to showing me the proper amount of respect that I need to get from you, Jack? I'm gonna look you dead in the eye.
Are you going to get hard-ass on me now like you do on that show? You going to get intense with me now?
I need the resignation by morning. And this matter is closed. Get Mike Novick in here. Have him draw it up.
Let's recreate that scene. I'll be President Logan.
Sure.
Okay, so you just said the thing. And then Logan gets the call and he says, oh, what? What's that? That tape of me ratting everybody out? Oh, you got it? Okay, bye. And then he says, hey, guess what? There's no evidence against me. Take that man away.
Mm-hmm. Are you insane?
Now that's.
I'm ready to fist fight you, just like I fist fought Wilford Brimley, and I kicked that ass.
What did you fight Wilford Brimley?
I fought him over a piece of corn on the cob in the commissary, fat ass, and I gave him that weak little karate chop right under his jawline, and he dropped like a big fat obese sack of potatoes.
Hey Rob, who was the? It was Michelle. Who was the chick on Knots Landing with darker hair?
Michelle Lee.
Michelle Lee was a great lady, a dame, a real 100% broad. She was a mall, a real tart, a spectacular, beautiful babe with great gams. Gams up to her eyelids.
You ever split that, Adam?
You damn right I did. Daily in my trailer. Everybody went to Devane's trailer. You know why?
Why?
Because this was the running joke on Knots Landing and something you should remember, Jack.
Okay.
Everyone wanted to see Devane.
Oh, Devane.
Do you get it?
Devane.
My penis.
I understand.
Devane.
Devane.
I'll tell you about Brimley, though.
What about
him? We fought like brothers. Like older brothers, every single day, if he was on the studio lot, I would kick his fat-ass diabetic butt.
Now Wilford Brimley wasn't on Knots Landing, right?
No, he wasn't. I just seeked him out in Hollywood. Never liked his whole mustache, walrus, granny glasses-wearing pussy look. And I'd find him wherever he'd hide. One time I caught him in bed with Maureen Stapleton, God rest her soul.
Oh, I loved her when she was Edith Bunker. Oh, excuse me, I'm quoting Beth Ann McBride.
That's wrong. Right? My trailer had to be hosed out every 10 days. You know why?
Why?
You have to ask, Jack? Because of Devane.
Devane.
Devane. Right here.
Okay.
Better than Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
Rest assured. Do you think a man that has a face like this, Jack, would have a small one? Not on your life, sucker. Don't forget that. I burned down Brimley's bungalow. Just a pack of matches and some ingenuity. And Brimley's little bungalow was toast. No more making love. No more sitting there having daiquiris with Don Amici in the afternoon, faggot. I took care of him, by God. Wow. I certainly did. Yes, you know why?
Why?
Because I'm a Hollywood insider, Jack.
Who are you?
I'm William Devane, and that's classified. Please call me Secretary Heller.
All right, Secretary Heller.
I hate Nancy boys like Wilford Brimley. Man, what a candy ass.
Huh.
I don't know who I hated more. Any of those cocoon fags. Amici, Hume Cronin, Wilford Brimley.
Hey, what about...
Put up your dukes.
What about...
Blue steel my ass.
On your show, what about the guy that was RoboCop? He's the bad guy on 24,
Peter,
right?
Yeah.
Peter... What's his name? Peter Weller?
Peter Weller. Kind of rhymes, doesn't it?
With Heller.
They ought to use his regular name. How about Secretary Heller, get Peter Weller? That's funny, Jack.
You ever party? You ever party with him?
Not a chance. I like to hang out with my contemporaries. I really enjoy spending time with some of the older actors, like Red Buttons. You're familiar with him. Jack Albertson before he passed away. Lots of good Hollywood types. Absolutely. But my main man, the guy that I party with all the time, the $6 million man, Lee Majors is a pip. A real pip.
Good to know.
Good guy. Fun. Sorry that all those whores took all his money like Farrah. Man, those were the days in Hollywood. It would be me, Majors, Van Ark, and Farrah, all going out to the local hot spots. Jack.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Sunnier days.
He made it up.
Sneaking Visine into Brimley's sweet tea. Hello, bathroom.
Good times.
Good times had by all. Well, what a slice of heaven this has been.
Devane, thank you for coming by.
Always a pleasure, Jack. And remember, our conversation is totally classified.
Buzz, what are your stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, know who's starting to profit from higher gas prices? Pawn shops.
Pawn shops.
Bush says the government invented the iPod and the campaign to outlaw Harry Potter.
I got $700 one time when I pawned Joan Van Ark's diaphragm. Sunnier days, Jack.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Are you insane?
This is the Don and Mike Show.